Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast where we dive deep into cutting-edge research to help you stay informed about the latest scientific breakthroughs. I'm Jamie, your host.
And I'm Alex, joining Jamie to break down complex scientific papers into digestible conversations that actually make sense. Before we jump in, we should mention that this podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to make scientific literature more accessible.
That's right, Alex. And today we're exploring a fascinating paper published in Nucleic Acids Research about how cells communicate with each other through tiny packages called extracellular vesicles, or EVs for short.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this one. This study from the University of Trento in Italy reveals how cells sort specific RNA molecules into these vesicles, which is pretty crucial for understanding cell-to-cell communication.
Exactly. So the paper is titled Small Molecule Inhibitors of HNRNA-PA2B1 RNA Interactions Reveal a Predictable Sorting of RNA Subsets into Extracellular Vesicles. Quite a mouthful, but essentially, they're investigating how cells decide which RNA molecules get packaged into these extracellular vesicles.
Yeah, and this is important because these EVs aren't just cellular trash bags. They're more like carefully curated care packages sent from one cell to another. The RNA inside these vesicles can actually influence the behavior of recipient cells.
That's a great analogy. And at the heart of this study is a protein with another tongue twister of a name, heterogeneous nuclear ribonucleoprotein A2B1, or thankfully shortened to HNRNPA2B1.
Right, and previous research had suggested that this protein might help determine which RNAs get sorted into EVs, but the exact mechanism wasn't clear. The researchers wanted to understand if this protein was actually binding to specific RNA sequences and influencing what gets packaged.
So what they did was really clever. They designed what they call a reverse proteomic analysis, basically working backwards from the RNA found in EVs to identify which proteins in the cell were binding to this RNA.
And they found that several RNA binding proteins, including our friend HNRNPA2B1, were competing to bind to these RNA molecules. The really interesting part was that they identified specific RNA sequences that these proteins seemed to prefer, particularly purine-rich sequences.
Exactly. And these weren't just random sequences. They matched what previous studies called exomotifs, specific patterns of nucleotides that seem to act like shipping labels, marking RNA for export in these vesicles.
I love that shipping label analogy. So once they identified these sequences, they created synthetic RNA molecules containing these motifs and confirmed that HNRNPA2B1 would bind to them. Then came the really innovative part. They conducted a drug screening to find molecules that could block this interaction.
Right. They screened nearly 2,000 compounds and found 6 small molecules that could inhibit the binding between HNRNPA2B1 and these RNA sequences. 2 compounds in particular, hematine and phenethrin, were especially effective.
And this is where it gets really interesting for potential applications. When they treated cells with these compounds, they found that it changed which RNA molecules were packaged into the EVs. Specifically, they looked at a microRNA called MIR221, which has been linked to inflammation and cancer progression.
Yes, and they showed that EVs from cells expressing high levels of HNRNPA2B1 could activate an inflammatory pathway called NFKB in recipient cells. But when they treated the cells with hematine or phenethrin before collecting the EVs, this inflammatory effect was reduced.
This is potentially huge, because dysregulation of EVs has been implicated in various diseases, including cancer and neurodegenerative conditions like ALS. If we can selectively control what gets packaged into these vesicles, we might be able to develop new therapeutic approaches.
Absolutely. What I find most fascinating is how this study connects post-transcriptional regulation, that is, what happens to RNA after it's made, with intercellular communication. It's like discovering a new language that cells use to talk to each other.
That's a great way to put it. And the authors themselves point out that this is just the beginning. there are still questions about how these compounds work. Do they directly bind to the RNA? Do they interfere with protein oligomerization? Or is there some other mechanism at play?
Right, and they were careful to note some limitations too. For instance, they used short-term treatments to focus on post-transcriptional effects rather than transcriptional changes that might occur with longer exposure to these compounds.
Exactly. But despite those limitations, this study provides a really compelling proof of concept that targeting these RNA-protein interactions could be a viable strategy for modulating EV content and function. It opens up a whole new avenue for therapeutic development.
I think what's particularly exciting is how this research bridges basic molecular biology with potential clinical applications. Understanding these fundamental mechanisms of cellular communication could eventually lead to new treatments for diseases where inflammation or cell-to-cell signaling goes awry.
Absolutely. And it's worth noting that this paper represents a collaboration across multiple institutions, including researchers from Germany and Italy. Science at its best is collaborative and interdisciplinary.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating paper from Corsi and colleagues. As always, we'll include a link to the full paper in our show notes if you want to dive deeper.
And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Stork Science World wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with another cutting-edge research paper broken down into digestible science.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Jamie, Alex,
and Alex for Stork Science World. See you next time.